This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And I tell you what, Brian, it was a beautiful night, Saturday night, and my horse, I think he lapped everybody. I think he did. He won by 10 lengths, and I couldn't get this goofy grin off my face, and I still got it, and that's what horse racing's all about. You know what? I know we're in it for the purse and all that, but besides that, the winning aspect, I had a table sitting right next to us that the people, they're just casual people out there, right? So what do? I tell them, hey, if my horse wins, why don't you guys come to the winner's circle with me? And they were like all pumped up. They got all excited. They're now, they said, how can we follow your horse? And I said, I think you could go to Echo Base and on the stable part, you could punch in my horse, put in my horse's name, and then whenever it's working out or whenever it's entered in the race, you guys will get notifications. So I made some fans with Garrison Commander there. And again, I love the name too. I've had plenty of horses, and none have stood out like this one. I had Excalus, which was a real cool name that my partner named, but nothing like this one. I like Garrison Commander. And he took out a horse named Commander's Castle. And they finished one and two. It was kind of neat like that. Anyway, that's what we had Saturday night. The weather was great. My picks were just really half-assed, to be honest with you. I just could not find a winner, and every long ball was coming in, 9-1s, 8-1s, 21, whatever it was. It wasn't my horses, and it wasn't my day. But on the fourth race, though, we had my horse on top, so... And that's another thing. Like I said, I'm very superstitious about putting my horse on top, but for reasons, I'm not going to give you guys a BS horse and something to do with my superstition, not give you the winner. Garrison Commander was clear-cut winner there, 6 out of 8, now 7 out of 9 at Fairmont Park. This distance is really comfort to him, and I think that Garrison Commander might go for one more here before they – close down the meet. So that being said, congrats to Victor Santiago for riding my horse and Tommy Tryon, my trainer there. So God bless and keep it going, fellas. I really appreciate it. And on the other end of the spectrum here, bad news. Not so bad, though. Things are looking good. Victor Espinoza, who rode American Pharoah to the Triple Crown Championship. You guys all know American Pharoah. Had a bad fall. I think he broke his C3. Where is the C3 on the vertebrae? It's way up there, isn't it?
I'm not sure, but I can look it up.
All right, look that up. And I'll tell you what, the horse had a heart attack that he was working out in the morning with. And the horse's name was Bobby Abu Dhabi, a 4-year-old son of Macho Uno. And the horse just collapsed and had a heart attack and threw Victor off the horse. And he lay there still. And they came and got him. And C3. And then he had a shoulder with one of those stingers that the football players get. But they are saying, the doctors are saying that he's going to be okay.
So, yes, the C3 is the third vertebrae down from the brain.
Really, from the brain?
Yeah. So.
So that's one, really two, up there, man.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's sort of back in the neck.
Yeah, so that's C3. So in any case, folks, he's going to get well. Doctors have said they're expecting a full recovery, and God bless, and all our prayers are with you. All right, and that's Victor Espinoza. Hey, I tell you what, folks, my partner Jamie's not here today. He had I think he's selling one of his racehorses or giving up a horse or something. I don't know. But in any case, we'll have him this coming Thursday. We may get Mike. We may get Christy, too. It's becoming a nice show here. People really like the show, and they like hearing from our guests. Not our guests, really. I think it's becoming more of a panel. So that's what we have going. It's going to be solo. You're with Jono today. And let's just get to the horse racing and the results, and let's move on to Tuesday matinee racing at Fairmont Park. And I tell you what, I hope the weather is half as good as it was Saturday night. Our first race winner was Serena's Halo. Serena's Halo was going off at 9-1 here, and that's Victor Bailon. And Victor Bailon, that's the jockey that Jamie was talking about, how good he's doing. So congrats goes to Victor Bailon, who brought this Serena's Halo in at 9-1. Not bad at all. And then we're going to follow it up with my five horse here, Oh Baby Don't You Know. And I didn't think this five horse could even go in 1-2 here, but it did. And it went off at 6-1. Finishing second, and that, how can you go wrong with that too? You got a Victor Santiago, you got a Becker, Scotty Becker, going off at 6-1. It was a nice one to throw in your exacta. And then we got the sixth horse here, Mystical Temple, and that was Juan Molina. And again, that was a big price too, nearly 8-1 on that one. Let's see the payoffs on this first race. And as soon as I scroll down, let's scroll down. Will you please scroll down? All right, here we go. The 4-5 paid $144 on a $2 exacta. The $1 trifecta, 4-5-6, $452.20. The 10-cent superfecta, 4-5-6-7, $320.32. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Wish I had it. Moving on to race number two. Race number two was a, let's see here. Let's pop it up on my thing here. Race number two. It was a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. And Kipper Doodle, the Roman Hernandez horse here, won by 2 lengths. Could have opened up a little bit more. Went off at 6-1, followed by the 5-horse, Are You For Real? And Are You For Real? I've talked about this horse in the past. Went off at 4-1. And then the horse I had was the 4-horse Bit Money. And Bit Money was the – you got a little bit of the money. You didn't get all the money because it finished on the show end. And that paid off at 2-1, basically. And that's what we had there. Let's see. The 6 was the Roman Hernandez and the Are You For Real, Javier Diego, and Bit Money – Uriel Lopez. All right. So let's see what the payoffs on this one was. On the 6-5, $2 exacta, $73.20. The $1 trifecta, 6-5-4, $119.70. The $1 daily double, 4-6, $101. And the 10-cent superfecta, 6-5-4-3. Why can't we say that? Look how easy that was. Yes, I'd like to make a 10-cent wager, 6-5-4-3, $83.82. So that's what we have for race number two. Race number three here, we've got a 6-furlong claiming $4,000, and the winner of this one was the 5-horse retractable, and that was Victor Bailon going off at nearly 3.5-1. Followed by the 3-horse here, Devil Hunt, and that was Roman Hernandez, near 10-1, close to 10-1. And then the 2-horse, Conquest Going Gone, and that was Arietta, and it was the favorite. And I, you know what, I'm tired of, I'm not gonna have him on top anymore. That's it. I had Conquest Going Gone, and Kinzer followed Conquest Going Gone. That's the two that I thought were going to be major players in this, and neither one showed up to play here. And the public bought into the five horse retractable, and that was Victor Bailon. I'm glad they did, because that one went on top. So we had a 5-3-2, and let's see the payoffs on this one here, Brian. Let's see. We have the 5-3, $2 exact, the $66.80, the $1 trifecta, 5-3-2, $79.20, the 10 cents super, 5-3-2-6, $13.02, followed by the $1 daily double, 6-5, $32, and the 50 cent pick 3, 4-6-5, $93.60. 50 center paid 93 bucks. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Let's move on to race number four. Race number four is a 6 furlong starter, optional claiming 4,000. And this was my horse. This is my horse, Brian. And it said it won by 10 1/4. And the public bought into it, went off at 1-1, followed by Commander's Castle. And that's a hell of a showdown. I can't tell you. You normally don't see horses that are right there with the same names. And Garrison Commander, I pictured in my mind Garrison Commander attacking Commander's Castle. It was kind of cool. You play that Dungeon and Dragon stuff, you should be real familiar with all this stuff. This is cool. These are cool names. Yeah, he's nodding. He's nodding. So we had a Victor Santiago on my horse here, Garrison Commander, and that went off at 1-1, followed by the one horse Commander's Castle, and that was Molina, went off at close to 8-1, and the 6 horse here, Nafer's Best, that went off at 3-1. Can you guys believe I made 2 bets here? I bet 1 on my horse and 1 on a big exacta, where I took the Jack and John. And, folks, you can't hold this horse back that far back. I mean, the owner's trainer, you guys got to get on the ball here. Yeah, you got to make this guy get this horse a little closer up. You can't have this horse, Jack and John, back 30 lengths back thinking he's like Seattle Slew going to mow everyone down. It's not going to happen. You got to keep this horse up a little closer than that. That's who I had. I had a 7-3. I thought Jack and John would definitely start mowing horses down. But you know what? He mowed 2 down at the end. Big deal. You're not in the exacta. You're not in the trifecta. I think it's a flop. You got to get the horse up there. And number 6 horse here, Nafer's Best, took 3rd. And that was Uriel Lopez going off at 3-1. And like I said, Jack and John, who I had in my exacta big, I had the 7-3. That's all I focused in on. And Jack and John went off at 4.5-1. So let's see what the payoffs on this one was. The $2 exacta, 7-1, $20.80, not bad at all. Followed by the $1 trifecta here, 7-1-6, $39.60. The $1 daily double, 5-7, $9.90. The 50 cent pick 3, 6-5-2/7. $53.50. The 10 cent super, 7-1-6-3, $9.84. Well, at least I made the crowd, the masses, happy. There wasn't a big payout, but the masses out there were all throwing roses at my horse as it flew by. And it was beautiful, too, because you're looking at it and nothing's popping up behind it. They're all wearing down, and the jockey and the horse riding together, it's beautiful. I love it, especially when it's your horse. All right, let's move on to race number 5. Race number 5, we've got a 400-yard allowance optional. Not allowance optional, I'm sorry. Just allowance for 20,000 here. And it's a 400-yard sprint. And we had the 5-2-8 here. And what do we have? We had the, well, we had the 5 on top, so we hit something at least. That was the swipe horse. And that was Giles, and went off at 2-1. I had the daily double here, too, on my last race with this horse, so it wasn't that much of a loss on me. Then the second-place horse, Tuxedo Waiter, the 2 horse, that went off at almost 5-1. And then the 8 horse here, Time to Get Rough. And that one, I have never heard of this jockey. I don't know who this jockey is. Francesco Soto Fernando. And the two horse here was Macias Oscar. Is that, am I right there when I said that? The two horse here, was that right? Macias? Or whatever. Hey, it's a 400-yard sprint. These guys are usually nice, crazy little jocks, too. They really get into it. I couldn't understand it because, you know what, these guys are getting all bumped up and they're, I don't know. It's a big mess in there whenever you're talking about these 400-yard, 300-yard sprints and all that. So you got to be a little wacky upstairs to be a jockey that wants to prevail in these type of sprints. So that's what we have here. We have a 5-2-8, and the payoffs on this one. I guarantee I'm going to hear something from a jockey going, what, do you think I'm wacky? And I just think that it's probably dangerous. I couldn't get into it because you're pushing this horse really fast. You're getting bunched in. You're getting blocked. It's like the first one out of the gate normally has a good shot at winning. So that's what I meant. All right, the $2 exacta here, 5-2, $32 even. $1 trifecta, 5-2-8, $87.70. The 10-cent superfecta, 5-2-8-7, $28.52. The $1 daily double, 7-5, $5.80. The 50-cent pick, 3-5. 2/7/4/5/9. A lot of slashes going around everywhere. Boom, boom. We got $11.20. All right. That's what we have for race number 5. Race number 6 coming up here. And by the way, I hit that stride too. I just wanted to throw that at you. Race number 6, we had a 1 mile, 70 yards, allowance 15,000. And the 5 horse here, D Rapper, Victor Santiago, Becker horse here, and prevailed. I had this horse picked 4th, actually. And I know I try to beat the odds here, and the masses didn't buy into it. They said, hey, this is the horse to beat, and D Rapper brought this one home, and that went a little bit under a 1.5 there, the 5 horse. And followed by the 7, Wildwood Dancer, Roman Hernandez, nearly 3-1. And the 8 horse here, Cool Ambition. And that went off at 7-1. I had Cool Ambition. I thought Cool Ambition was going to be right up there. And what did I have there? Well, you see, my other horse I had for second place here. I think he's still running, by the way. And I... You know what? That's another jockey. I don't think I could bet anymore either. I don't want to mention any names, but I'm tired of that one too. All right, I'm moving on. And the payoffs on this one were the $2 exacta, 5-7, $13. The $1 trifecta, 5-7-8, $24.60. The 10-cent super, 5-7-8-3, $10.75. The $1 daily double, 5-5, $12. And the 50-cent pick, 3-2 with the 7 with /4/5/9/4/... every day. Slash the prices. We're going out of business. No, that one paid $12.40. All right? So let's move on to race number 7 here. Race number 7. We've got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And let's get the Russian on here. Let's get the WW Russian Gold, and that's Victor Santiago and Becker again. These two are working great together. I'll tell you what, Santiago had a pretty good night here, pretty good night. The 8 horse went off at 50 cents to the dollar, followed by the 9, Mischief and Value. 9, that went off at nearly 9.5-1. And that was Victor Bailon. And then we have the 7 horse, Good Play, and that's Diego. And that went a little under 6.5-1. So that's what we had there. And let's throw in that last horse for the superfecta. I always do that for the last race here. And that's Ice Bank, and that was Arietta at 15-1. Let's see the payoffs on this one. The $2 exacta, 8-9, $13.40. The $1 trifecta, 8-9-7, $15.80. The 10-cent super, 8-9-7-5, $16.86. The $1 daily double, 5-8, $5.30, the 50-cent pick three, 4/594/52/3/8. And I have no idea what all these slashes are. I guess they're all the horses that took a scratch and all that. So that paid $10.20, the 50-cent pick four, 2 with the 7/4/594/52/3/8/... and that's $22.45. That's a lot of slashing for $22.45. Let me tell you that. And when the night ended here, I mean, normal people go home. Not me and my friends. We decided to stay there, and we were betting harness racing, late night, and Australian racing. I couldn't stop playing. I was still enjoying myself. And my buddy, he hits a horse at I think Hawthorne Harness Racing. He didn't even no form or anything. He picked a 33-1 horse on top, and sure enough, the horse wins it. I had the horse, the 10 horse in the last race, and he's winning. And all of a sudden, he pulls up, goes crazy, starts acting goofy, and then my horse loses, and I see his horse come in, the 6 horse here. In the last race at Hawthorne, and that went off at 33-1. He got back $680-something on that one. Whew. Guy got lucky there. Anyway, that's what we had for racing this past Saturday night. Now we're looking at matinee racing for tomorrow, and let's see what we got here. Race number one, we got a 6 furlong claiming $3,200, and I got the 2 horse on top. And that is Flashy Ruthie. And Flashy Ruthie, I think Morning Line has got it 4-5. The only problem I see here, I've got a jockey on this horse that's 33 starts with no wins. And that's kind of frightening, all right? I'm not taking a pop at her. That's Elizabeth Thurman. But I haven't seen her in the winner's circle. And that plays a big role here. But I'm going to take my shot. I mean, she's got to win one of these days. And this is the best one she's been on, 4-5 horse, Morning Line, Flashy Ruthie. On paper, man, supposed to do it. Let's see what happens. I got Flashy Ruthie on top, the 2 horse, followed by the 5. And that is my 401k plan. And that's Molina on this horse. Last time out, it ran an optional allowance claimer, 10,000. Finished 9th, still probably recovering from that race. But now it's right back to where it belongs, and I think Butler knows how to do it here, and he's got a nice jockey on top of this horse. I look for my 401k plan to bounce back here. And you know what? Don't feel bad about maybe putting this one on top here too. So we got a 4-5 horse. I don't think it'll be 4-5 when the smoke clears. I think the public will notice what's going on there with the jock, and I think this horse can get some of the money here. I think this one will be 5-2 or 6-5. So that's what we're looking at. I got the 5 horse to finish 2nd, followed by the 4 horse, and that is Sing Kitty Sing. Sing Kitty Sing, and that is Teddy Randazzo, Victor Santiago. And I'll tell you what, if Teddy's got this horse ready, this horse can do some damage. A couple races back, finished 2nd. 2 starts, so it wasn't that far behind either. So this horse is definitely going to be competing. I like Sing Kitty Sing. He's going to be up there. She. A mare, 8 years old. Woo, that's an old mare. Sing Kitty Sing, and that is going to be going off at 4-1, Morning Line. So that's what we have. So we have a 2-5-4 in the first leg of a claiming 3,200, 6 furlong. Let's move on to race number 2. Race number 2, we've got a maiden claiming 4,000 here, and this is not a stellar bunch. Not a stellar bunch at all here, my friends. I had to take 4 ibuprofen as I was looking through this one. It's a tough one to for the mind to digest here, or the body to digest, whatever. Something needs to be digested with this one, and I picked the 5 horse on top here, and that was Lucky Mrs. Bond. likes to go to the front. I mean, that's the only thing I got on this one. Likes to go to the front. So, you know what? I bought into it. Usually just blows a gasket at the end. But I think it could hang on. I think it could hang on. Maybe not, because I got the one horse following this one, and that's Jaded Lace. And Jaded Lace is Melina Essen price horse. And I really think that with the 8-to-1 value on this, you're getting a strong barn, a strong jock. I think the horse just ought to hop on the jock's back here. I think the jock could probably bring this horse in. So that's what we have. We got a 5-1. That may be a nice exacta, too, by the way. Nice exacta box, 5-1-1-5. I know it's not a stellar field, like I said, but there's nothing really in this one. And then we got Action Attack, the 3-horse. And that is the 3-horse Action Attack, and that's Taveras with James Childers. And that's going off at 4-to-1. And this horse constantly has some sort of problems. Last 5 starts, it had an awkward start. It got pinched. It got away slow, dwelt, 4 wide, bumped. I mean, you want to talk about a Bermuda Triangle type of horse. This is it right here, the 3-horse Action Attack. But I think it'll have enough to get third place here. That's what we got. All right, let's move on here. I got my headache coming back. Third race. We've got a 1 mile 70 claiming 3,200. And I went with the 2-horse here. I went with Sergeant Green. Sergeant Green, on the power numbers and everything, this is the horse that stands out here. I like Sergeant Green in the spot. And that's Santiago Don Bentler. And I like Bentler. He's a great guy. So Victor Santiago and Bentler. And this was going off at 7-to-5. This horse should be right up there and may not look back with this bunch here. So likes to run this distance. That's a big thing now. You're seeing a lot of short horses running long, and I'm having a hard time figuring that out. But this one loves this distance. I think it's going to be doing backstrokes on the stretch here. I got Sergeant Green on top at 7-to-5, the 2-horse. And then I followed up with the 6, and the 6 is Go to the Max. And Go to the Max is a nice horse here, going off at 8-to-5. I think this horse is going to be mowing horses down here. This is my exacta box play today, my friends. Race number 3 is the exacta box play today, and I'm going with the 2662. Load up on it. This is a little gift from Fairmont Park to you folks out there. I don't see this combination, this duo, missing out here. I really like this one. 2662 with Sergeant Green and Go to the Max. And like I said, this horse is going to be coming on late and might do some damage here. Might win it. 8-to-5. Sure enough, on the morning line, it's the favorite here. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a 2662. That's the way I look at it. And let's see who gets a piece of the pie, and that's third place, and that is Grand Dequeue. Let me see. Let me make sure what I got here. Yeah, that's Dan. Not Dan. Grand Dequeue. And that's Melina, and that's Teddy Randazzo. And I hope these two don't ruin my parade here, because this is my big one here. This is the 2662. I look for Grand Dequeue to come in third. Beats takes care of the rest of the group there. But my other two there, the 2662, I think those are the standouts. All right, so that's what we have. Let's move on to race number four. You know, I keep scrolling down the wrong way on this all the time now. All right, race number 4, we've got a 6-furlong claiming 3,200. And you know what, folks? I took Christy's horse. I took Christy and Dan's horse on top here. Pink for me. I'm just trying to beat the favorite. I'm trying to beat the favorite here, and that's Dandy Rap. And Dandy Rap is the 3-horse. And this horse has been around here. Mare, 6 years old. I've made a lot of money with Dandy Rap. I don't know. The last two here, well, you know what? He can turn around and say, well, you know what? That was on slop. I didn't want to run on slop, all right? Then those were the two only starts he had in 2018. One, he got second place, and the other one, 7th by 30. So you know what? He's got excuses on that note, all right? But I just think that if I'm going to beat Dandy Rap, it's going to be from the inside here, and I like the horse here, Pink, for me. I'm just looking for value on this one. I don't think this Dandy Rap is a 3-5 horse, is all I'm saying. I think even the barn would say, I don't know about the 3-5. But in any case, I'm just trying to beat this 3-5. And I know the public out there, some go out there, well, most go out there, they see a 3-5, and they start playing the hell out of the favorite, and it usually keeps it around 3-5, 4-5. But I don't think this is a solid, galvanized 3-5 horse. So it can get beat, and I think the one horse here, Pink For Me, can do it. And my sixth horse here, Runaway Gal, it's going to be a sneaky horse here. I like this horse as well. And Runaway Gal, it's a Roman Hernandez horse, Harry Lynch. This horse likes to close. If for some reason this Dandy Rap gets into a little spitting contest with the 5 and the 4, because both of these horses like to go to the front too, that's when they're most dangerous from their track form there. I think they're going to be pushing Dandy Rap. Dandy Rap finally puts him away, but Dandy Rap will get a little tired out and so forth. So I kind of picture the closers making a big scene here, and that's the one horse, and that's the Runaway Gal, the 6 horse. So I still got the 3 coming in second, or it may even win it. They may all be right about it. This morning line people may be right, but I'm just saying that this is not a 3-5 favorite. On paper, if you've seen it, you'd say, nah, I can't see it 3-5. All right, so that's what we're seeing on this one. Let's move on to race number 5. Race number 5, we've got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And I got on this one the 5 horse on top. Let me find them. And that is Kissin' Rosie. Kissin' Rosie is a Roman Hernandez horse here. Chris Doris is the trainer. And you know what? I like what I seen last time out. It had problems. It ran into problems. I bet the horse, and it got bumped. It got placed second last time out. I look for this horse to really jump back and get things done here. He ran 3 times before that at Arlington Park. That's synthetic, and it just got tossed around. But before then, at Hawthorne and Fairmont Park, this horse does really good. 5 out of 6. At Fairmont Park in the money. I really think that back on dirt, and he showed it from the last running at Fairmont Park on July 10th that this horse definitely belongs in the spot. I'm going with Kissin' Rosie at 9-2 on top here, followed by At the Wire, Lopez Hernandez, and that's the 6 horse. At the Wire, and I really think that this horse is going to be right up there. Going to be a main player, that's for sure. Last time out, it had problems. It broke slow, but it came back and lost by 3/4 for the whole thing there. I think At the Wire is perfectly named here, because I think this horse will be right at the wire. But you know what? There's a horse in here, too. I'm going to tell you, folks. There's a horse in here named Starship Brooklyn. Starship Brooklyn, and that's Joseph Berrios, the jockey, and that's Lauren Steen. And I think Lauren Steen, she's doing an outstanding job. She's bringing these horses in here. She's not one of those big universities, little college, the enrollment's down. But I tell you what, Lauren Steen gets her horses ready. She's run 2 times out of 4 in the money at Fairmont Park, and I think she's going to have this one right up there as well. It's called Starship Brooklyn. On form, this horse likes to go to the front. And she's basically saying, come catch me. The 6-year-old mare is going to say, come get me. So this is cool. This is going to be a nice showdown here. And I've got a 5-6-7. Or no, I'm sorry, 5-6-3. 5-6-3 with the 7. 7's my 4th place horse. And that's I think that's going to be probably the favorite here, folks. Yeah, that's Bubble Times. 7-2 horse, Victor Santiago, Mike Durham. And again, you can't throw out Mike Durham horses. He's trying to get the trainer's title and all that stuff right now too. So he's got his ears peeled back, and he's ready to go with Victor Santiago on this horse, Bubble Time. So you gotta show a little respect to Durham's horse here, Bubble Time. So let's move on to here to race number six. Race number six, what do we got? What do we got? We've got a 6 furlong allowance, optional claiming $5,000. And I went with Cowgirl Callie. Cowgirl Callie. And Cowgirl Callie. This horse right here has got some resume here over these other horses. This horse is just looking for a workout here and wants to get paid in full for a nice workout. And that's what we got in this situation here. Cowgirl Callie, and that's Javier Diego, the jock, and the trainer. The trainer's been having a great meet here under the radar, and that's Fernando Bahena. And that's 9 starts, 4 wins, 2 seconds, and 1 show. How about that? Fernando, you're doing a great job, my friend. That's 7 out of 9 in the money here. And like I said, 44% on the win column. Hey, can't go wrong with that. I think I'm going to pay more attention to you, my friend. I'm sorry. But Cowgirl Kelly, I feel, gets the job done. That's the 3 horse, followed by the 4. And that is GP's Girl. GP's Girl, Victor Bailon. And that's Steve Manley. Steve Manley. I love Steve. Steve's always got his horses ready. No doubt he'll have this horse readied up here. I like this one being a 3-4, solid 3-4. If you're going to play a cold exacta, you're going to have to play this 3-4. If you want to box it again, go with a 4-3-3-4. But again, this one stands out here. The 3's got a nice resume, and I think it's just come down here just for a workout. That's what I'm looking at, just to work, and I'm going to get paid in full for it. So I'm going with the 3-4, followed by the 8 here, Conquest Classic. And let me find this horse at right here. Conquest Classic, and this is a John Wainwright with Berrios, and this is an 8-to-1 horse. A nice back end of a trifecta, I'd say. And why not? Allowance optional claiming last 2 times out, and both times it lost by fraction of a horse, all right? The neck on one, and then the steadied and alter on the other because there was some sort of a bumping going on there. I look for Conquest Classic to be up there. And Wainwright, he switched jockeys up on this one, went with Berrios, and I think it's going to be a play or two in the back end of your trifecta or your super. You got to throw this horse in there, and that's the 8 horse, all right? So moving on to race number seven, we've got a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000, the last race of the day here. And let's see what we got. We got the 7 horse on top here. 7 horse is the Position to Dance. And Position to Dance hasn't done anything wrong here, my friends. Position to Dance, I think, stands out here. It's been running much more competitively on the bigger maiden special weight races. I think this horse finally gets in the winner's circle and gets his diploma. That's what I'm looking at this one. Position to Dance gets the job done here. And at 5-to-1, you can't go wrong with that. And then, you know what? We've got the 4 horse. 4 horse. Where are you at, 4 horse? 4 horse. St. Louis Woman. It feels like I bring this horse up every week, but it's only run one time. St. Louis Woman, and this is Scotty Becker, Victor Santiago, maiden special weight. Scotty's unreal. Maiden special weight, 35% winners here. This distance, 20, whatever it is, he's up there on the charts here. Scotty Becker will have this horse ready. He's got the top jock on the horse, too. I look for St. Louis Woman to be right up there. That's a nice one to throw in on the exacta basis, too. But you know what? I'm not sold completely because I got a third-place horse here, the 8 horse, that I think is going to make a little interesting play. That I think it's always something like this, too, by the way. Always the last race, some sneaky horse comes in, and this is the one. This is the one. Mac Boo, the 8 horse at 8-to-1. Roman Hernandez is on the horse here. It's John Wainwright. Wainwright's having a good meet, too. 29%. We can't throw him out. I think Mac Boo makes some noise or even ruins this parade with the these 2 horses on top here, the 4 and the 7, 7-4. I think the 8 makes some noise. And let's go for our superfecta in our last race, and that is the 6 horse, Flawless Ikati. That's what you would think, wouldn't you, Brian, looking at it? Ikati? Ikati or Ikati? All right, and that's the six horse, and that's Uriel Lopez with Kelly Ackerman. So that's what we have on this one. All right, so that's our racing for this coming Tuesday. That's tomorrow. And by the way, folks, I got a couple other plays, too. On the 25th, I like Del Mar, the seven horse, in race number two. It's a claiming $20,000, and the horse's name is Mama's Baby Boy. All right? Mama's Baby Boy in the second race, the seven horse on the 25th at Del Mar. And then we'll go to Woodbine same day. First race, one horse, Bakersfield. And that's going off at, I think, 9 to 5. Hernandez is on this one, and I look for Bakersfield to have a big opening for Woodbine here. And that is the one horse on the 25th. And let's go to Woodbine again, and let's play a pick three, race number 6 at Woodbine. And we're going to go with the 1-2-4, followed by the 2-3-4. And then we're single on the 5 here. The five horse Court Central, and that is the eighth race. So we got a 1-2-4 with 2-3-4 with the 5 on our pick 3, race 6 at Woodbine. That's our show for this week, my friends. Keep cashing those winning tickets, like I said, and keep listening to our YoRadio.com. YoRadio.com, we got a free app there of music. If you're waiting between races, or you're in your car, or you're a trainer taking your horse on a long route, well, you know what? We've got the right music for you and your beloved horse in the back that you think is going to win the race for you guys to chill out and relax. That's all we got. YoRadio.com. It's a free app, like I said, and just enjoy. And how could they find us, Brian? How could they get us on download our stuff?
Well, you can find us at FairmountParkPodcast.com, and you can email us at info@FairmountParkPodcast, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Fairmount Show, or on Twitter at Fairmount Show.
And our Facebook site, what's our race day at Fairmount Park?
I just said it, facebook.com/Fairmount Show.
Oh, you got a lot of slashes. I'm still trying to get over the slashes on the pick threes, pick fours at Fairmount Park. Anyway, my friends, that's our show for this week. We'll be back this coming Thursday, so sorry about that. And again, I gave you guys a couple plays, too. I gave you the seven horse, Mama's Baby Boy, on the 25th, second race. The one horse, Bakersfield, first race at Woodbine. And the pick three, race 6 at Woodbine on the 25th. We're going with the 1-2-4 with the 2-3-4 with the 5. Thank you, my friend, and keep cashing those winning tickets and keep listening to our show.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter.
There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.